leg. Falcons running back Devontae Freeman, injured shoulder, likely plays Sunday. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco has a good chance of playing against Tennessee. He is not experiencing any concussion-like symptoms. Injured Redskins tight end Jordan Reed, not expected to play this week at Seattle. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck will miss a third consecutive week of practice because of lingering soreness in his surgically repaired right shoulder. Dodgers and Astros are back in Los Angeles for Game 6 of the World Series tomorrow, 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Houston up 3-2. It's Rich Hill and Justin Verlander. Tiger Woods announced he'll make his return to competitive golf at the upcoming Hero World Challenge. He's been out with a lingering back injury.
The 2017 World Series on ESPN Radio. Game 6 between the Dodgers and Astros. Coverage begins tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by AutoZone.
DirecTV has been rated number one in customer satisfaction over cable for 17 years running. But some people still like cable, just like some people like being crushed by a massive linebacker.
Thanks!
Shanking the game-winning field goal.
Yes!
Finding hair in their nachos.
Mmm, tastes better.
And getting snapped with a wet towel in the locker room.
Ow, fun!
For everyone else, there's DirecTV. For number one rated customer satisfaction over cable, switch to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
As compared to other major subscription TV cable providers, claim based on 2001 to 2017 ACSI surveys of customers rating their own TV provider's performance.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Napa know-how.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Bush advances to the championship round after Elliott gets wrecked.
Life ain't fair, bud.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr. here. When I have friends and guests at the track who want to hear me during the race,
appreciate all the hard work,
I send them the Racing Electronics.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. will win!
That's because if you're not listening to all the action live, you're missing out.
Woo!
Go to RacingElectronics.com to pre-rent for great discounts on scanners.
Checkered flag right here, big wreck in here, man.
And Fan Vision rentals.
Checkered flag, ready to fly. It's Earnhardt in turn three.
Or see Racing Electronics and Fan Vision trackside at every NASCAR race.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Unbelievable!
Kyle Busch took advantage of a late-race dust-up between Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin at Martinsville Sunday to earn his spot in the Championship Four in Miami and was asked afterward if he thought that was fair.
What's fair is and what's not is irrelevant. I just think that when it comes down to the end of the race and you're racing for a win like that and you see the white flag waving, you got it, and the door kind of cracks its way open a little bit, you got to put your foot in there and go get it. So that was our opportunity to punch our ticket to be able to go to Homestead. And Denny thought the same thing, racing with the 24. I kind of moved him out of the way, didn't crash him or anything like that, and was able to go on and get the checkered flag.
NASCAR says no penalties are forthcoming for either Hamlin or Elliott, with two races to go now before the Championship Four field is set. Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. Just to give you a quick heads up, Circus Peanuts is currently leading the vote for worst Halloween treat. How do we feel about that?
At least it's not Good and Plenty's.
Well, Good and Plenty's out of the running.
So I can sleep well tonight, okay, knowing that it will not be Good and Plenty's that we're handing out tomorrow.
I know. I think the last time I saw Circus Peanuts, I was at Menards.
Yeah, do those even exist anymore?
I've got a couple rebates. I may have to make a Menards run tonight to see if they sell Circus peanuts in small quantities. I don't know how many. I can't remember how many people we had last year stop by the studios. Now, we've had a couple people ask on the Hertine and Stocker text line if we will be there tomorrow. Technically, but we're inside. So I guess you can come up to the window. It was kind of creepy last year when people did that, but
hey, it's fine with me.
I don't mind it. Tyler wasn't a huge fan, I don't think, because he's closer to the window. But we'll be here, but we'll be outside in spirit only. We'll be inside where it's warm. Juan will be outside. What's the forecast like tomorrow?
It's supposed to be 40 degrees by the time the
okay. Well, I've got some gloves.
The show starts.
I've got some gloves and a scarf that Juan can borrow. It's our second annual Hello Juan on the KGYM lawn tomorrow. And we'll do this until, I guess, Juan finds a better job that pays him more than we do here. I don't know. Joining us now on the program, I've been looking forward to this. It's Kyle Warren from the University of Iowa. And we're going to talk a little bit about esports, which, Kyle, that is something I don't know anything about. So you're going to have to educate me, and I have a feeling some of the listeners as well. What are esports?
Well, you know, esports, by definition, is a multiplayer video game played competitively for spectators by professionals. So, you know, it's very similar to a sport.
Tell us a little bit about this event that you have coming up that will benefit the Children's Hospital.
So, what the University of Iowa League of Legends Club is doing, and now I should know, we're not a sport with the university, we're simply an organization. Once a year, a company called Extra Life has a 24-hour marathon where we sign up and we have a 24-hour stream where we stream, you know, the game League of Legends. And we're hoping to raise money, and all proceeds go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
And I think last year, what did you guys raise, about $30,000?
Oh, no, this is our first year doing it.
Oh.
And I really don't know who else has done it around, but there's a lot of organizations out there that also participate in Extra Life. The leader right now is Minecraft, who has raised $254,000 for a children's hospital of their choice.
I misread my notes. You guys are hoping to raise $30,000 this year. So
yep.
how do you raise the money?
Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of advertising on our own. Basically, our Facebook page, we have a couple chats in which we're a part of. But really, you know, we're hoping that, you know, even me coming on here is a way of advocating it. We're going to have our stream set up through the website called Twitch, where we'll be able to have a donation link, and that donation link will go straight to Extra Life, and that's how we're going to raise the bulk of our money.
All right, so League of Legends. Describe League of Legends. What type of game is it?
So the best way for me to explain it is kind of in basketball terms. There's two teams. Each team consists of five players on each team. What they're going to be doing is each player has their own roles, just like, you know, a center in basketball is typically your tallest player. Well, there's somebody in League of Legends that is going to be their strongest player that's the hardest to take down. The objective of the game is to essentially take the other team's base and destroy what's called the Nexus, and that's how they win. And really, this is what's really captivating the audiences right now for online gaming.
How did you, I'm assuming that you play, so how did you get caught up in all of this?
You know, I discovered it probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I will say I'm pretty terrible. I was the former coach. I'm not anymore, but you know, it's, you know, growing up, I love sports and I love video games. And this raising field of esports really is a way for me to, you know, it's just something I love. It's a lot of fun, and I still get to be competitive like I was growing up in sports, but I can be a little bit more lazy with it, to be honest.
If people want to get involved with either your club or this event, what are some ways that they can do so?
One way is they can go directly to our stream. If somebody were to go to twitch.tv and look up UIowa LOL. That would take them to our stream. Or if they go to Extra Life's website and search in their search bar, University of Iowa, that would find us too.
All right.
They can directly donate from there.
Kyle, we'll do our best to raise more awareness for this. And this is this Saturday, right? November 4th?
Yep.
Okay. And the end goal here is to raise a lot of money for the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. So we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we've helped you do that.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Kyle Warren with the University of Iowa's eSports. I'll call it a club because it's not an official sanctioned sport. Just like baseball is at Iowa State University. It's a club.
Or hockey at the University of Iowa.
Yes.
And Iowa State.
The times have changed. That didn't exist when I was a student at the University of Iowa. Of course, we still used dot matrix printers at Iowa when I was there.
So
do you even know what a dot matrix printer is?
Is that
this
the kind of printer that you print off of a typewriter?
I need to not ask questions that I don't want the answer to. The dot matrix is, you ever seen the printers that go like one line at a time and then it goes back and it prints
one
individual dot and just back and forth? That's the type of printer that we had at Iowa when I was there. And each student at the beginning of the year got a punch card. And I think if I remember right, there were 100 punches on it, and you could use that to use a laser printer. So you got like 100 free pages with a laser printer, and then you had to pay for anything beyond that that you wanted to make look better.
Hey, well, along those same lines, making me feel old, I was still at Iowa when the main source where you put all your curriculum online had the same name as one of the world's leading terror organizations.
That just changed last year.
So.
Yeah. Hey, if a little old lady can drive on Blairs Ferry Road with a personalized license plate that said ISIS. The Iowa Student Information System, right?
Yes, ISIS.
Yeah, see, when you change the name of it, the terrorists win. They shouldn't have backed down. What was the website again? I tried not to laugh because UIowa LOL. LOL stands for League of Legends, not laugh out loud. And the details there, we'll make sure that we pass them along to you on our Facebook page. But they want to raise money for the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, and I'm all for that. And I said, why the hell not? And we've actually got some people that enjoy hearing about esports. You're probably not going to hear more about esports on this. I want to be honest with you. You're probably not going to hear anything more about esports on this program because they broadcast it. ESPN is starting to get into it. And if the ratings continue to drop for the NFL, who knows? Maybe ESPN's going to be all esports all the time on ESPN2 or something.
Yeah, didn't they have it on ESPN8, the Ocho, that one day? In fact, actually, for the 2 minutes I tuned in that day, esports on.
The day that they created ESPN, the Ocho, which was to coincide with it's an anniversary of something, wasn't
Dodgeball,
it?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball in the movie. They created ESPN The Ocho, and 24 hours of obscure sports programming, they did have esports on there. Now, does Madden qualify? Because I know people play Madden tournaments. Does playing Madden qualify as an esport?
I am not the right person to ask that
I should have asked Kyle that.
But 8636... just sent us a picture of Circus Peanuts, and they do in fact exist. So,
yes, as a matter of fact, not only that, but he was just pulling in to the Marion Menard store when he heard me mention that Menards was indeed the last location. Now those bags look like they're going to cost $1.49 a piece. I don't want to go broke. I don't want to have to explain to my wife why I can't put food on the table this week, because I'm passing out circus peanuts on the lawn of the radio station. So I'm going to have to do a little research here and see if I can find a small... Otherwise, it's going to be really expensive tomorrow.
So I don't think a lot of people know this, but
full-sized... If you handed out a full-sized bag of really terrible candy, do you get points for handing out full-sized bags, or do you get dinged for handing out bad candy?
Yeah, we had this on Woodja, and I think both myself and Tyler agreed that you get dinged for handing out bad candy. Bad candy is bad candy. Fun size of a good candy, I think, is better than full size of a bad candy.
I like to keep a very low profile, but if you happen to be out and about tonight at Menards or one of the superstores in the area, and you see a fat dude walking to the register with 80 packages of Circus peanuts, give me a shout out, would you? Say, hey, Todd, what's going on? So, bring the kids by tomorrow. 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. That's the location of the KGYM studios. And we actually have a sign on the front of the building now. It's the first time in 6.5 years that I've worked here that it actually identifies that there is a sports station in the building. And so it's a little bit easier. Last year, I think we had some people that were a little confused and didn't know, is this just some other random person standing on the lawn dressed as a cat handing out candy? No, it was the one and only Juan. And speaking of being confused, many of you will probably also be confused when you meet Juan for the first time tomorrow. But I don't want to spoil anything. The second annual KGYM Halloween celebration on the front lawn of the station tomorrow. Again, the address is 1110 26th Avenue Southwest here in Cedar Rapids. And you can vote now. I think we're down to 30 minutes on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. It will either be Necco Wafers or Circus Peanuts. And we were talking about Circus Peanuts because they were winning the vote earlier. I don't want to just automatically assume. And then Circus Peanuts fail to visit Wisconsin and Necco Wafers winds up winning. I don't want that to happen. But if you think Necco Wafers are terrible candy, go to at Todd Brommelkamp and vote on Twitter. And if you feel like Circus Peanuts are, I was going to say the devil's something or other, and all I could come up with was the devil's candy, and that's just lame. But if you feel like Circus Peanuts are the bane of your existence, make sure that you're supporting the cause by voting for them as well. We haven't even talked about the NFL news from yesterday. This Zach Miller story with the Bears is frightening. He loses the touchdown yesterday, right, on the review, and then they have to have emergency surgery on his leg injury to not just keep him healthy, but to save the leg. There was a while last night or this morning where they thought perhaps he was going to have a part of his leg amputated. And while his wife was on the phone with John Fox, the head coach of the Bears, in the hospital, and Zach Miller took the phone away from his wife to complain to John Fox about the review. So he was at least in good enough spirits that he could complain about the review call. And hopefully he didn't use any of the words that Brian Ferentz used Saturday night when he was complaining about reviews.
He severed some kind of main artery in his leg.
Yep.
And
yep,
they had to replace it with an artery or a vein from somewhere else in his body. God, that was unbelievably gruesome. And the fact that the replay on television just kept showing it over and over again, I have to chuckle because I'm going to cry if I think about it. That was horrible.
We now have texters on the Hertine and Stocker text line informing us of all of the locations across the corridor where I can go to purchase Circus Peanuts.
This
should
is great.
They, in fact, win. I do like the fact that this is sort of crowdsourcing my misery. And I do, at this point, fully expect Circus Peanuts to wind up winning the voting over the Necco Wafers, which are, at this point, they may be more difficult to find than the Circus Peanuts.
So last year, for Halloween, I don't know what we handed out. I think it was just a variety of different candy. I don't think we handed out the winner of the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. But we have something in the building known as desco-treating.
Yes, which is also tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow. And a lot of people make these homemade items. I do not. I just put a pretty decent candy on my desk and have people come by and take it. it's either going to be peanut butter Snickers or Reese's peanut butter cups.
We like to, by the way, in the office behind your back, we refer to that as the Wildwood way.
Oh, yeah, then just the Wildwood way.
Put the full-size candy bars out there and
well,
just
they're
let
usually
everybody,
fun size.
Just let everybody know that how much money you got to throw around. Yep.
Can I put the last year I put the rest of the leftover good candy in the bowl that Juan handed out to the listeners that drove by. Can I do that again?
I want to be very clear about this. If you come by the station tomorrow, you're going to get the winner of the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. You're going to get some KGYM stickers, some various station swag. I think we've got keychains and some other things. We'll have some random condiments available as well. Maybe you stop to get dinner on the way home from trick-or-treating with the kids and you're down a ketchup packet. We've got, I see two mayonnaise and one ketchup packet. Somebody has used one of the, we had two and two at the old Chuck Woolery, but now we're down to one ketchup packet and two mayonnaise. A plastic silverware as well, and some other goodies, courtesy of the Todd Brummel Camp Show. And that's what we've got. So I don't want you...
So I can't cheat. I can't cheat the system.
No, I don't want you getting people's hopes up and, hey, kids, we got one last stop to make, and I've got my fingers crossed here that in amongst the Necco wafers or the Circus peanuts, there's going to be a full-size Snickers bar. Uh-uh. Nope. Don't get people's hopes up. They come by the station tomorrow. They're going to get KGYM stuff. They're going to get plastic silverware because we've got a ton of it on hand because Alex is a little bit of a hoarder. And then you're going to get whatever candy wins the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats, either Necco wafers or Circus peanuts. Head over to at Todd Brummel Camp on Twitter to vote now.
Did you see the poll that Brent Bloom just put up on Twitter?
No.
Brent Bloom of Cyclone Fanatic. It's like he's listening to the show. The question is, what is candy corn? Two choices, awful or the worst?
Well, it is National Candy Corn Day. And I know we've talked about this on the program before, but the Packers tweeted out a video earlier today. Mike Daniels, the former defensive lineman at the University of Iowa, is a huge fan of candy corn. He loves candy corn. He says, if you don't like candy corn, come at me, bro. Well, candy corn was a number one seed. And it fell to Circus Peanuts. So enough people out there liked candy corn that it didn't advance in the pool. I'm very excited about this. This is between Necco Wafers and Circus Peanuts. This will be a first-time winner. And I feel right now as if Circus Peanuts is on this sort of Georgetown Cinderella run. Like there is nothing getting in the way of Circus Peanuts from completing this run through the field. Now, let's recap here before we head to break at 6:24 and give away this watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. The path to the final round with Circus Peanuts beating Pixie Sticks, then Candy Corn on National Candy Corn Day, and then recently overcame Good and Plenty. And then the Necco Wafer, which started out as a underdog to Taffy. Necco Wafer beats Taffy. Then, I think a heavily favored number one seed, the Peanut Butter Chew, Peanut Butter Kisses, and then Necco Wafer kind of coasts into the finals with a victory over Almond Joy because some people actually do like Almond Joy candy bars.
I love the Peanut Butter Chew, though, especially this time
of
year.
It's a bad candy. It was a deserved number one seed. 319-366-1600, that's the number to call right now if you're caller number six. You're going to be the first winner of a very nice brand new watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers located on 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. The Dickens family celebrating 70 years in business and reminding you that this is the weekend that we fall back. So turn those clocks back Saturday night before you go to bed. You get an extra hour of sleep. Yeah. Fall back is much better than spring forward. Caller number 6-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is next. 25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, more World Series talk on the way. We've barely even touched on it. Is there something going on with the World Series baseballs? And are you not entertained by the Dodgers and the Astros? 366-1600. More on the way after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
6:27. Welcome back in the Todd Brown Looking Up Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Monday Night Football on the way for you on our FM frequencies and the Cyclone Sideline Show with you at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. Congratulations going out to our winner tonight of the brand new watch from Hertin and Stocker. We'll let you know who that is. And just to remember, just a reminder, it is time to fall back Saturday night. Dimitri in Cedar Rapids is going to he's going to be the first to stop by the station and get his choice of new men's or women's watches. Hint, hint, if you win, come to the station as soon as possible to get first choice of the watches, because otherwise you will get what's left at the end of the week. So if it's that important to you, swing by the station. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertin and Stocker text line. And again, a big thank you to the Dickens family for sponsoring that here at KGYM. And while you're visiting our website, kgymradio.com, don't forget to vote in the poll question today. Iowa's alternate uniforms this weekend for Ohio State. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And Kyle's about to give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And I think Kyle votes thumbs up in today's poll. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State did it again this weekend. They knocked off number 4 TCU 14-7 and now shoots up to number 14 in the AP poll. Linebacker Marcel Spears was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week for the second week in a row. He had 9 tackles and a fourth quarter pick to seal it. They're the first team to upset 2 top 5 teams before November since the 2005 Florida Gators. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell and defensive back Josh Jackson were both named as semifinalists for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's best defensive player. Jewell's also a semifinalist for the Butkus Award, honoring the nation's best linebacker. And I also can't go without telling you that the Hawkeyes unveiled their alternate uniforms for this weekend's blackout hosting Ohio State. If you haven't seen them just yet, take a look, because they're pretty good. The Iowa basketball team gave fans their first look at this year's squad on Friday in a 105-81 exhibition victory over William Jewell College. Plenty of people showed up to Carver Hawkeye Arena to watch Jordan Bohannon lead with 19 points on 7 of 12 shooting. Tyler Cook had 16 points on just 5 of 7 from the floor. But the main events were freshman Luca Garza with 17 points and 9 rebounds, and Jack Nungy also with 9 rebounds and 16 points on a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor. It was also reported today that fellow freshman Connor McCaffrey will in fact pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. And tonight after the show, as always on Mondays, we've got the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600. And on the FMs, we're going to have Monday Night Football between the Broncos and the Chiefs.
And that was John Rothstein of CBS Sports reporting that Connor McCaffrey will play basketball this year, as opposed to the original plan, which was to have him redshirt with the basketball team while playing baseball for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertin and Stocker text line. The World Series, the Houston Astros, now one game away from winning the Commissioner's Trophy. The Dodgers, however, have home field advantage because the last two games will be played in Dodger Stadium in Chavez Ravine. What do you think of last night's epic 13-12 victory? This was a crazy game all around, and both teams' bullpens are gassed at this point. The Dodgers, Dave Roberts, who I thought was the best manager, better than A.J. Hinch at least, coming into this series, made a bad decision to bring in Brandon Morrow last night. He just got absolutely tagged. We'll talk a little bit about the series coming up after this next break. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing after this.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-213-7497. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-213-7497. 1-800-213-7497. 1-800-213-7497.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
6:33, welcome back in. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Continuing on for the next 25 minutes or so, we want to hear from you. Phone calls and texts to the Hertine and Stocker text line appreciated. 319-366-1600. Iowa State, a big win over TCU over the weekend. Now up to number 14 in the AP poll, their highest ranking since November of 2005. Iowa gets by Minnesota and hangs on to Floyd of Rosedale, and UNI suffers a defeat on the road to North Dakota State. And baseball, the World Series continuing last night in earnest in Houston. And I don't know about you, Al. I'll admit this. I went to bed last night shortly after Chris Taylor singled up the middle to tie the game at, I think at that point it was 9-9 or something like that. And I didn't have it anymore, and my son hasn't been sleeping very well the last couple nights, and my wife had been taking care of him because I had the Iowa basketball game Friday night and the football game Saturday night, and so she was gassed, and she's like, I can't get up with him in the middle of the night. So as much as I love baseball, I'm going to completely show myself as a fraud here. I didn't watch the rest of the game, and when my son woke up at 5 in the morning, I rolled over and I grabbed my phone, and the first thing I did was I looked at Twitter to see who won the game, and Houston did prevail. But this has been an absolutely insanely entertaining World Series. I have no interest in this whatsoever between the Dodgers and the Astros. I like both teams. I respect both organizations, but I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not rooting against the Dodgers because they beat the Cubs. I'm not rooting for the Dodgers because they beat the Cubs. And the Astros, I think it's been fun to watch their ascension. I'm also a little disappointed in the way that Bo Porter was treated by them. So I'm indifferent, but holy cow, this is the type of baseball that you would be playing for somebody who says that they don't like the game or they're not entertained by the game. Just show them that game 5 last night, at least the part that I was awake for.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And I think a lot of people, they talk about baseball being a regional sport, and they have trouble watching teams, especially when their team gets knocked out of the playoffs. At that point, it's usually the fan bases of the two teams involved in the World Series watching. You see a lot of other people, except for the real hardcore baseball fans, kind of tuning it out. And to begin the series, we talked about game one. The ratings were down. And what needed to happen for them to shoot back up, and what needed to happen were some wildly entertaining games. And guess what, Todd? Game five last night had better ratings than Sunday Night Football. Going head-to-head with Sunday Night Football, game five of the World Series had better ratings. And the simple fact is this.
In fairness, it was a Lions game.
Yes, and I'm...
I kid. Billy Sims was there. Did you see our buddy Billy Sims?
I did. Friend of the show.
And Barry Sanders.
Not friend of the show.
Yeah, we haven't had Barry on before. I tell you last week that Rick Swan from Rob FM across the hall was very excited? He thought we had Randy Johnson on the show. And I said, we did. It was just Randy Johnson, the beat writer who covers the Gophers, who I chatted with a little bit on Saturday night. Great guy, but not the Randy Johnson. I thought, with the World Series, I thought maybe you guys had,
No, we didn't have her. That was actually my first reaction as well. But what needed to happen was some wildly entertaining games. And even for people who weren't baseball fans, who aren't baseball fans, last night and much of this series has fit the bill of wildly entertaining.
I want to really quick check in on the time limit here for the Twitter voting. I think we're down to less than 10 minutes for the final vote. 7 minutes remaining. In the final vote, at Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter, Circus Peanuts or Necco Wafers for the winner of this year's Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. Remember, the quote-unquote winner is what we'll be passing out tomorrow until supplies are gone. Supplies are limited because I'm not going to buy 100 bags of Circus Peanuts and then have 10 people show up. So I don't know what the response is going to be tomorrow, so we will have a limited quantity of whatever the candy is, plus a limited quantity of plastic silverware, and then some KGYM trinkets. Here, kids, have a beer opener. It doubles as a flashlight. It's got a little light on there. I don't know. Tell your kids it's a...
Or bottled soda.
Yeah, tell your kids it opens bottled soda.
It does.
Don't tell them it's a beer opener. But Dad knows. Mom knows, right? Wink, wink. Little secret. Hey, Joey... Can mommy borrow your KGYM flashlight? Thanks.
Here's my question. You don't watch the show The League, but...
I do not. I know that there's a character named Raffy.
There's Raffy and Taco. And whoever loses... It's about fantasy football.
Raffy, my apologies.
And whoever loses The League, they get what's called the Sacco, which is the last place trophy. And there's some kind of debate as to... whether that person wins the Sacco or loses the Sacco. Like, what do you say when someone loses or wins the worst Halloween treat? Did they win the bracket or did they lose?
The worst candy wins.
Okay, so they're actually winning something.
Yeah.
But they're the worst at the same time.
Yes. We've got some questions coming in on the text line as to what time we're going to be handing out the treats tomorrow. When would you like to do this with Juan? I'm looking...
He's going to be here at 2:30, so we can go the entire show.
Oh, he doesn't... I don't think he needs to be here at 2:30. That may be a little bit earlier. I'm looking... Let's see. I'm looking at the trick-or-treat times. They're usually between 5 and 7. So let's say the final 2 hours of the show. Between 5 and 7... People can stop by?
It's fine with me.
Or when do you want to?
We could go all show. We could do it.
I don't want him exposed to the elements for 3 hours.
Okay.
Well, I want to try to stay in his good graces. So.
But we just named a holiday after him. So I think we're already in his good graces. He loves titles. And when you give him an entire holiday to himself, I think that's all you need to stay in his good graces.
Daryl from Marion doesn't know what a Necco wafer is. Well, it's
It's about the size of a quarter.
Yeah, it's about the size of a quarter, and it's a very hard candy. I believe they were popular in the 1950s.
And they taste like Pepto-Bismol.
Some of them do. Some of them are fruit-flavored. There's a black licorice one. And, yeah, they're not the greatest in the world, to say the least. Voting is almost about to end. And BJ and Marion checking in on the text line has a doctor's appointment on Wednesday and says he's going to have to probably tell the doctor his blood pressure is so high because of the World Series. BJ is one of the few Astros fans that I know of in Eastern Iowa. Quite a few Dodgers fans. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye, who joins us here on the program, happens to be a Dodgers fan. It's been fun to watch, and now you've got the cloud hanging over the series. The idea that there's something different with the baseballs, and both pitching coaches and the pitchers say that they can't throw their sliders effectively, and that it's something different with the grain of the leather. And here's all I got to say about this, and I was going to wait until tomorrow because we don't have enough time to truly get into this. If you use one baseball during the regular season, maybe, just maybe, you should use that exact same baseball during the postseason. Now, Major League Baseball claims that the only thing different about the baseballs in the postseason is the gold embossing on them and the World Series logo. Everything else they say is the same. Now, Brent Strom, who's the pitching coach for the Houston Astros, showed Tom Verducci a regular season baseball and a World Series baseball side by side. And other than the fact that one was darker because of the mud that they rub on them before putting the balls into play, even with the difference in coloration, you could tell by looking at the picture that there was something different about the grain of the leather. Major League Baseballs, they're all made in Costa Rica. And they were made months ago. And the pitchers are complaining and saying, hey, there's something wrong about the baseball. And they're flying all over the place, partly not because they're juiced, but because pitchers can't get the ball to do what they normally want the ball to do, and they're blaming the grip.
And the fact that the Crawford boxes are 300 feet away in left field. Did you see that home run that Carlos Correa had last night?
That was a
pop-up.
I did see the highlight of that. I saw the Puig off balance, but it was basically a one-handed shot. Look,
that's an out in a normal stadium.
Yeah, but it's not. The ball's been flying the entire series, though. That's part of the issue. Now, Minute Maid is, they call it the juice box for a reason, but I'm inclined to believe that there's something going on here with the baseballs. And I'm also, I don't listen to the series with the volume on a whole lot. I don't know. Have they talked about Brent Strom at all and his place in baseball history? Brent Strom, who's the pitching coach for the Houston Astros.
Not that I have heard.
The second guy to undergo Tommy John surgery. And it didn't take. So had Tommy John's surgery not been successful, but Brent Strom's was, we would have been talking about guys having Brent Strom surgery. And it sounds really weird to say now, but if we never would have known about Tommy John surgery, and it was Brent Strom, well, yeah, he had Strom surgery, and it was a success. But Brent Strom's one of the guys who came over from the Cardinals with John Lunau and has been a big part of Houston's success. And now, look, it is a one-game series, essentially, at this point for the Astros, and I think it's, if you're the Dodgers, you got to approach it as two separate one-game series. I know that makes no sense, but they've got to do what they can to win game six at home, and then it all boils down to and what could really be, for the second year in a row, an epic game seven.
That last night's result was somewhat of what I wanted as far as the final outcome of the World Series, because I think, for the sake of baseball, this series needed to go seven games. And if the Dodgers steal that game, go up 3-2, I think they finish it in six. But now the Astros going on the road where their offense has struggled the entire postseason, playing two games in Chavez Ravine. I think this is going to go seven games, and like you said, set up for an epic game seven. I know Justin Verlander has been great, but last night we thought that it was going to be a pitcher's duel, and sure enough, it wasn't. This series has taken so many different turns through all five of the games, and it has that feel like it's going to go the distance.
During this discussion, I have been texting with Juan, who is going to be handing out the candy on the KGYM lawn tomorrow. And I am trying to, last year he was dressed as a cat. And I'm trying to convince Juan that he needs to dress as Brian Ferentz, Iowa's offensive coordinator. And then as the kids come up to the table the candy, he needs to call them some of the names that Brian Ferentz was calling the replay official in the press box on Saturday night. Juan says that's not a very good idea. So I don't know what his costume is going to be, but he will not be insulting your children as they come up to the... We're going to be curbside, so here's what I'm hoping tomorrow is that it's just easy, pull up curbside. We will notify the Cedar Rapids Police Department so it doesn't look like we're conducting drug transactions on the... What's going on up there? That car's slowing down. The guy's handing something in the window, and then the car's driving off. No, sir. No, ma'am. It's just good old-fashioned, clean Halloween fun here at KGYM. But can we get the breaking news sounder?
Kyle, can we get the breaking news
Don't blame
news
Kyle
sounder?
For your failures, Kyle? Alex. 64% of the vote. The winner and first-time champion, the 2017 Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. Son of a gun. I hate you people. Circus Peanuts. I have to figure out how we're going to hand out Circus Peanuts tomorrow to, I hope, hundreds. I hope tomorrow the front lawn looks like the last scene in Field of Dreams, where it's just miles and miles of cars, bumper to bumper. Watch out for the Crandic Railroad tracks on Wilson, though. Do not park bumper to bumper on them. Now, if I remember right from last year, it's not going to look like that, but the hardcore fans, the listeners, all the 18 people out there who we hear from every day on the show, I know you're going to be coming by, and you're going to be rewarded with Circus Peanuts. That's a blowout. Not even close. 64% to 36% of the vote. Good try, Necco Wafers. I have a feeling if you come back to the tournament next year, you've got a good shot at it. But Circus Peanuts, this deserves a tip of the cap to one Chris Earl from KCRG-TV. Chris Earl is the man who originally nominated Circus Peanuts. Nobody else even referenced them. I don't really think of them as a Halloween treat. I think of them
never as... Never gotten them as a Halloween treat.
Yeah. But maybe that's why. Maybe because everybody knows that they're terrible. And I guess if you do like Circus Peanuts, come by the KGYM studios tomorrow, 1110 26th Avenue Southwest. We're going to... We're going to hand out the... Let's do this. We're going to hand out the Circus Peanuts and the plastic silverware and the KGYM swag between the hours of 5 and 7. But if you show up earlier than that, between 4 and 5, while we're on the air, while we're setting up and Juan is getting acclimated, we're not going to turn you away empty-handed. So the official hours for the Hello Juan celebration on the front lawn tomorrow will be 5 to 7. But if you show up a little bit earlier than that, and I know the gym class wants to get in on this, and I heard UNASH earlier today, he didn't even know the name of it. Couldn't even call it the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. So those guys don't get to ride our coattails on this. This is a show thing. Nobody gets to take credit for it. And then if for something terrible happens, like someone has an allergic reaction to the adhesive on the KGYM stickers or something, then it's going to be Dukes and UNASH. It was their thing. I don't know anything about it. It was all them.
They weren't part of the committee?
Well,
maybe.
If something goes wrong, I will allow them to take credit for it. If it's a smashing success tomorrow, my ego will not allow anybody else to get any credit. No, not Juan, not you, not Kyle. if it's a great success tomorrow, this was all me from the get-go, which it may or may not have been. 319-366-1600-651. It is National Candy Corn Day, by the way, today. Congratulations. We've got Monday Night Football on the way. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos, big rivalry game there. I understand they're honoring former Chiefs quarterback Len Dawson tonight at the game. You'll hear that on our FM frequencies on 1600 AM. You're going to get a very happy Cyclone sideline show and the debut of Iowa State wrestling coach and former Hawkeye Kevin Dresser tonight before Matt Campbell joins John Walters.
4736 is so excited. Who doesn't love flavored foam? Would people rather have circus peanuts or packing peanuts?
We could do a taste test with Juan, but I think the packing peanut would be a choking hazard.
Yeah, probably. It probably has better flavor, though.
We do appreciate hearing you on the Hertin and Stocker text line. All things candy corn related, candy related, and yes, even occasionally talking sports here. 319-366-1600. I like the idea of Juan as Bri Juan Ference on the front lawn.
Oh, no.
And just the kid walks up with the kid walks up with a pillowcase, and as Juan chucks the circus peanuts into the pillowcase,
please,
he just calls him up.
I can't.
Back with
I
more after that. Yeah. Thank you for hitting the button there, the cough button, so I didn't say that word on the air. 6:52, more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
The Florida Keys were pounded by Hurricane Irma. I'm Jonathan Smith, proud owner of four radio stations in the fabulous Florida Keys. Our island chain economy depends on tourism. You can help us with our recovery, and it won't cost a single tax dollar or require a monetary donation. Just plan a vacation here. Some of our businesses have closed and others face an uncertain future. But many of our hotels, resorts, fishing boat captains, dive boats, and restaurants are open for business and are welcoming guests. We air a daily fishing report on our Keys radio stations, and the show host, who has been sport fishing our abundant water since 1964, wants to personally invite you to visit.
Hi, I'm Captain Skip Bradeen of the new Blue Chip 2 sport fishing boat in Amarada, inviting you all to come on down and see us. We're open for business.
Join us for a sun-soaked Florida Keys vacation and contribute to the economic recovery from hurricane damage. Thanks to member radio stations of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank, like this one, for donating the airtime for this invitation to visit us in the fabulous Florida Keys.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home, I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort has been a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure for years. And this year, they're hosting a kickoff event. Friday, November 3rd from 11 to 2. Sign up for the ride and registration is only $10. You get that early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Begin the countdown to the 2018 Corridor Classic Tour de Cure Friday, November 3rd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, 15 minutes south of Iowa City, or go to diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
Are you ready for a place to call home instead of just another job? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products might be just what you're looking for. They're a small company with big opportunities, and they've been very good to their employees for over 50 years. See a video tour at MidwestMetalProducts.biz to find out if it's a place you'd like to call home. They have second shift openings now and provide on-the-job training. Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids is an equal employment opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
6:55, welcome back in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show. I see we're not the only person having fun on Twitter tonight. A couple Cyclone fans are starting a Kyle Kemp facts hashtag on Twitter, building on the legend of the walk-on Iowa State quarterback. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor area for all your banking needs.
Iowa State did it again this weekend. They knocked off number 4 TCU 14-7 and now shoot up to number 14 in the AP poll. Linebacker Marcel Spears was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week for the second week in a row. He had 9 tackles and a fourth quarter pick to seal the win. They're the first team to upset 2 top 5 teams before November since the 2005 Florida Gators. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell and defensive back Josh Jackson were both named as semifinalists for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's best defensive player. Jewell is also a semifinalist for the Butkus Award, honoring the nation's best linebacker. And I also got to tell you guys, the Hawkeyes unveiled their alternate uniforms for this weekend's blackout hosting Ohio State. If you haven't seen them yet, go take a look because they're pretty good. The Iowa basketball team gave fans their first look at this year's squad on Friday in a 105-81 exhibition victory over William Jewell College. Jordan Bohannon led with 19 points on 7-12 shooting. Tyler Cook had 16 points on just 5-7 from the floor. But the main events were freshman Luca Garza with 17 points and 9 rebounds, and Jack Nungy also with 9 rebounds and 16 points on a perfect 6-6 from the floor. It was also reported today that fellow freshman Connor McCaffrey will in fact pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. Tonight after the show, as always on Monday, we've got the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and we've also got the Broncos and the Chiefs on Monday Night Football on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Tomorrow on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, Billy White Shoes Johnson, one of the better kick returners in the history of the NFL, will join us.
I believe you mean Billy White Shoes Wanson, right? Is that Juan's costume? No?
No, and then Ed Creech will join us as well, and we'll have coaches' cuts, and Kirk Ferentz will meet with the media in Iowa City.
I don't know whether I can make it to Iowa City tomorrow. There's a lot of planning and preparation that's going to go into this Halloween celebration. I may need to stay behind here to make sure that everything is set up properly. We're just going to give him a table and a little radio, right? And then we'll periodically call him on his cell phone. We don't need to set up any transmitter equipment or anything like that, but we'll call Juan from time to time tomorrow to see how things are going on the front lawn. It's going to be
the front
epic.
Lawn.
Brywan Ferentz, bring the kids. Earmuffs. Monday Night Football on the way on our FM frequency. Cyclone Sideline Show on the way, 1600 AM. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.